Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Yesterday, we told you about all the random attacks on city streets. Today, violence in city schools.
Police say four students all were slashed at three different schools. In Hell's Kitchen, a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old got into a fight inside of the Stephen T. Mather Building Arts and Craftsmanship High School. They slashed each other in the chest and in the face. Chris Burford's kids go to Success Academy, which is located in the same building.
I'm really flabbergasted. This neighborhood, it's all meant to be pretty safe.
The violence continuing over in the Bronx at a Vander Childs Education campus, where a 16-year-old slashed a 15-year-old in the neck. And then over to Queens, an 18-year-old was stabbed in the back and in his arm while leaving Queens High School of Teaching. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A 38-year-old man is critical after being stabbed multiple times in the Bronx. This was at 1 West 183rd Street in University Heights, where police say the suspect took off and is yet to be caught. So far, no word on a motive. Police have now identified a suspect in the attack on Steve Buscemi. They say it was 50-year-old Clifton Williams who punched the actor in the face in a random assault on 3rd Avenue near 27th Street in Manhattan last Wednesday. We'll have that photo going up at 1010winds.com. Well, it's Wednesday, so that means the Trump trial is not in session today. Yesterday, the former president's former fixer got quite the grilling.
The curse words were flying in the courtroom. Defense attorney Todd Blanche let loose after asking Michael Cohen if they'd ever met. Cohen acknowledged they had not. Then Blanche asked about Cohen's recent TikTok appearance when he said, "You called me a lying little expletive," which was not deleted in the courtroom. Cohen replied calmly, "That's something I would say." Cross-examination has just started. Cohen not losing his cool, even as the defense is portraying him as obsessed with Trump while he worked for him, and now after guilty pleas and prison time, looking to seek revenge. The title of one of his books. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A New York appeals court has denied the latest attempt by the Trump team to get his gag order overturned. The court said Judge Juan Merchan properly waived the former president's First Amendment rights and the rights of persons related or tangentially related to the criminal proceedings from being free from threats, intimidation, harassment, and harm. As the City Department of Investigation looks into some eyebrow-raising social media posts from members of the NYPD, Mayor Adams says cops are not the only ones who need to be probed.
I'm hoping part of the analysis is just to look at some of the unprofessionalism of a few council people who have been just really, I think, unprofessional. Some of the things they say and calling us fascists.
Well, the DOI is looking into whether the post by several top cops violated city laws or policies. As for the city council, the mayor didn't name names, but in response, a council spokesperson called his remark, quote, a sad attempt to distract from the fact that some NYPD executives' troubling use of social media to attack elected officials, journalists, and members of the public is unprecedented and dangerous. A 20-year-old woman critically wounded when police say her ex flew into a jealous rage and stabbed her in the chest with an ice pick and then in the eye with some other weapon. That happened Sunday in an apartment on Louisiana Avenue in Starrett City. 21-year-old Jaquan Harvey is charged with attempted murder and other crimes. He's being held on $100,000 cash bail. A warning from both the FBI and Homeland Security ahead of Pride Month.
The alert said foreign terror groups, specifically referencing ISIS, could target gay pride events and venues with the aim to commit or inspire violence. It did not specifically reference New York City, which hosts some of the world's biggest pride events, but Mayor Adams said the NYPD is taking nothing for granted.
You don't want to look in law enforcement, you don't want to look in your rearview mirror and say, I wish I would have been prepared. You rather be overprepared.
Adams said the game plan is to have a large uniformed and plainclothes presence at the parade and other gatherings. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
After the jury selection process wraps up this morning, Opening statements are expected today in the federal corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. Both the senator and his wife are accused of accepting bribes of cash, gold bars, and other gifts in exchange for Menendez allegedly meddling in criminal investigations and taking actions benefiting the governments of Egypt and Qatar. Both have pleaded not guilty. The senator is on trial with two businessmen. A third man pleaded guilty and is expected to testify for the prosecution. Nadine Menendez will be tried separately starting in July.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.